Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back. Believe it or not, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, professor at Daniel Webster College. And the film, the full-length independent film that's coming out. Tell us the title again.
Spin the Plate, and you can see some of our production photos and things like that at spintheplate.com. And, of course, you know your listeners helped us during our Indiegogo campaign that we ran last summer, so that was very helpful.
I'm glad we were able to help out. Okay, so we're talking about making good impressions, and your name has something to do with this, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I've done some research on this. And sometimes because of titles of books, sometimes because of the advertising, and also someone's first name. So when we hear someone's first name, most people are going to make a judgment on that person. And the thing that I always think is ironic is that, you know, most parents will name their child before they even meet the child.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I named both my children when I was. I named my son when I was in the fourth grade. I named my daughter when I was in the eighth grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of my buddies in elementary school. His name was Craig, and I thought, man, if I ever have a boy, that's what I'm going to name. I hated my name, and I loved that name. So. And then I met her. And I was a girl in the eighth grade with me. Her name was Jenny, and I thought, man, that's a cool name for a girl. And that's what I named my kids.
Oh, I like it. I like it. So what I did was I surveyed the people all over, and on intelligence, good coworker, attractiveness, being popular and successful. And the only thing they knew about that person was their first name. And so, you know, for instance, Kathy. Is Kathy intelligent? Is Jim intelligent or whatnot? Mm-hmm. So Robert and Bob and so Bud. And so one of the things is that we found that there was definitely a correlation between someone's first name and someone's impression of that person. And you know nothing about them other than their first name. But, for instance, Catherine is high in intelligence.
Catherine, they're great.
Yeah, good coworker, successful. But Kathy is going to be more attractive and popular than Catherine, mm-hmm. which is ironic because they're often the same person.
Catherine, the great, and the lead cheerleader, right?
Yes, exactly.
Kathy, the lead cheerleader.
And, you know, one of the things that we found is that people will often have their impressions of names based on either famous actors or actresses, or sports figures, or even the characters they play.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, Ross and Rachel a few years ago scored very high because of Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then Walter right now is scoring very low in terms of honesty because of the series Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
People would sit there and say, oh, Walter's, they're just not, you know, trustworthy at all. I mean, Walter, whatever the guy's name is from Breaking Bad. But that's not even a person, that's a character, but that's how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
In our brains, we're programmed to think that name. Now, you can shake that, but it takes a while, but that's their first impression. I actually started doing this research a long time ago. My wife and I actually did a whole statistical analysis. We actually did surveying before we named our daughters. To make sure that, so it's the nerd couple in action. By the way, Jim scores very high across the board.
Interesting.
So, well, one of the things is,
I completely understand, but it's just interesting.
The other thing is that, so for instance, names of businesses.
What about Tom?
Tom actually scores very high except Thomas scores higher in intelligence than Tom.
And trains. Thomas scores high in trains, too, right?
Yes. Yes. And so all we want to do is ask people. Now, you would think, oh, by the way, the other thing is that unusual-sounding names tend to score lower across the board.
Hmm.
Yeah. So one of the things that you would do is, for instance, if you have a name of a business, that's why I always say test out that name to see what people think before just, you know, starting the business. Or if you have a name of a product, just don't name it off the top of your head or have your kids name it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really do some research. By the way, I actually...
Yeah, this is a big deal because a lot of times, and you're talking about impressions, there is no more dicey first impression than the one where people are able to consider you before you even know maybe they exist or before you've ever had a chance to meet them. They see your name and who you are like a resume. And if you've got a name that's just kind of strange or whatever, that I could see where that would make people maybe just not warm up to you. What do you think?
Yeah, I just that people don't know because they've got nothing to go. It's not that the unusual name is bad, but they don't have any sports figures or entertainment people to go. So they're just going based on chance.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. We're just out of time here, but this has been a fascinating report that you've given us on first impressions, making good impressions. Come back soon.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
TomMatisasi.com and SpinThePlate.com, right?
Yes.
Check those out, folks, and see what Tom has to offer. We'll keep up with him on this film. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.